This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Living on the edge. All right, coming up in 30 minutes. Our reporters are going to be on the ground in New York City. They were there last night. They're breaking down the latest as we now admit this is a terror attack, as they now admit that indeed it is Islamic, it is ISIS. Coming up later, I'm going to play the clip. I've mentioned that where Hillary blamed Donald Trump, saying he's angered ISIS by talking bad about him. I guess the Christians in Syria, the hundreds of thousands that were murdered, I guess it was their fault too. The left is truly the anti-left. They are the opposite of what they claim they are. They are people that team up with bullies, claim they control the arts, claim they are the progenitors of everything beautiful when they are the authors of pretty much everything ugly. Let's go to Alex in New York. Says he's an Uber driver. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's an honor to be on your show.
Honor to talk to you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to, first of all, let the audience know about the mood in New York City. I had a customer this morning. She was crying when I brought up the subject. The stress level is beyond belief. There's police presence everywhere, machine guns, bomb squad. There are boats with machine guns on the rivers. It feels like a third world war zone country or something. I also wanted to, I've been employing this tactic, using my Uber car to talk to people, and I've brought thousands of people to the show. I'm not exaggerating. I've been driving for many years. But I also wanted to suggest it's very easy to become a Lyft or Uber driver and to use the platform to actually have one-on-one debates with people. And
I agree. And use it before they go to driverless cars, because Uber admits they want to get rid of humans very soon and be the driverless car system to create a monopoly. They admit that. So we need to keep Uber and Lyft human.
Oh, definitely. And they have been, I've been with them for more than 3 years, both Uber and Lyft. And you guys talk about it, but you guys sometimes miss it. I would love to some other day, you know, fill you in on the tactics they're using to drive the drivers out of the driver's seat. I mean, it's horrible the way they treat the drivers. The system is horrible. But for the time being, until the elections, it takes one day to become a driver. And in the downtowns, the most liberal places, it's the perfect opportunity to have one-on-one discussions with this brainwashed liberal population. And you would, most people are so zombie. And when I tell them a couple of things, they come around. Half of them come around. It's amazing.
Exactly. No one's ever even reached out to someone who, quote, thinks they're a liberal. Being liberal doesn't mean allying yourself with radical Islam. But getting back to Uber and Lyft, they were in the news yesterday. I didn't cover it. I should have, saying that within either 25 years or I think it said 2025, I'm going from memory, quote, all cars will be driverless, and quote, said, it's our goal to kick you out of your car. What an arrogant statement.
Well, yeah, you have been covering this forever. This is all connected to globalists, the United Nations, how they don't want a society with drivers, and you know, and the way they're doing it, an average driver in taxi used to make about $70,000 to $100,000 a year. You know, you work a lot, but you make good money. But the way, what they're doing is, they're lowering the income of the drivers so that when they bring in the machines, the drivers don't revolt. When they bring in the machines, there are going to be 10 million people or more who are going to be out of a job. This is a low-skill, high-paying job.
And again, this is social engineering. They admit with truck driving, they're doing that as well so that it won't be desirable when it all goes automated. Then it'll be a few monopolies. Then they'll drive up prices. Then everything will be a technocracy, just like the new Snowden film shows, where they put kill switches in the Japanese, the Swiss, the Germans, you name it, infrastructure, including American infrastructure, to turn it off anytime they want. Stay there. I want to come back to you, Alex. Let's do this now. Spend a few minutes on being in New York, experiencing it. Because, listen, phasing humans out starts in factories, in cars, and in trucks. This is not part of progress. It's been actuaried and engineered to bring humans out of the equation so we can then be made obsolete and phased out. That's the official plan of the Club of Rome, Davos, and Bilderberg. This is an emergency transmission.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You don't have to read internal university papers from MIT like I did 25 years ago to know this. Now it's all over the news. The public is being prepared for it. The world without humans. The organized, computerized, technotronically executed technocracy to end humans as carbon-based life forms on this planet and supposedly have a select elite merge with silicon-based systems to ascend to the next level. This planned evolution, I put that in quotes, that is being rolled out, is absolutely ultra-Hitlerian in its scope and import. And anyone that ignores what I'm covering is living in their own fantasy land. I'm going to go to Alex and John and Tom and London and Nick and Terry here in just a moment. Alex is a Uber driver calling in talking about how they're slowly engineering it where humans are ready to quit. And then Uber has come out. I showed the mainstream headline earlier. I was going from memory. I thought they said within 2025, that would be 9 years or 8 years, roughly, that they'd phase humans out of all cars. But no, they're saying astonishing self-driving Uber cars hit the road and will take over within 5 years. And the headline I saw was, humans will be kicked out of cars by 2025. And it doesn't matter if they crash or who they kill or what they do. They've got insurance on it. They're preparing it to up your insurance to where you can't be a driver. And then you can't control your thermostat. And you can't decide what job you're going to have or where your kid goes. Because the computers are all going to decide, oh, it came from the grassroots. The Zeitgeist movement 10 years ago, promoted by the UN and the New York Times, where a friendly computer decides where you work and how many calories you get every day, but who programs the computer? And I was the tyrant, that guy in his made-up name, you know, Peter Joseph, when I said, well, if I don't want to be part of this, what happens to me? And he said, you'll be put in a re-education camp, close quote. Then he called me and he said, you will remove that lie. I never said it. And I'm like, we had the video. And he goes, it doesn't matter. I talk like this. And wear black. I'm a pseudo-intellectual and wear black. We will all live in sports dormitories at sports stadiums of plastic. And the computer will tell us how to talk and what to do. And we will only receive meat one time a year. And then they came out with TV shows for kids in England that they show them in public schools that says, I love the future. I only get meat once a year, but the computer tells me what I do and what my husband does. Ha, ha, ha. The megapolis is so fun. I used to have decision-making, but now I don't. Thank God I don't. And you're like, this is satire. This is dystopic. No, 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 it's not. They've already got, they think, young people totally in an unconscious program state. And that's why they come out in Swedish TV and go, Sweden's time is over. It's no longer about being Swede. It's about accepting Islam and wearing the hijab. Submit to it now. There is no stopping it. And you're like, that looks like a dystopic joke. It's not. Because you're conscious still. You don't understand, to an unconscious trendy, their personality is whatever the popular trendy culture says. They're gone. And more people are falling to this. They're unconscious, and they're coming for us. They're ready to sit down, not be bipedal, but squat with a headset on, be in virtual reality as Zuckerberg strolls like a god past them. Ha, ha, ha. Smiling with a feline look of enjoyment at his quarry. Understand, you're not getting my opinion here. You're not getting my distorted view of things. You're getting an organic human warning. In fact, it's worse than I'm telling you. There's no way to even try to tell you all this stuff. There's too much. But I'm not getting in a self-driving car ever. And it's going to cost, watch, at first it'll be 90% as much, and people won't, like, oh, it's 80 now. Oh, this week, driverless is free. Oh, yeah. I didn't used to dislike it, but now I like it. You know, I don't like these smartphones, but they're so useful. Oh, I know. I don't want to let my kids watch TV all day, but come on, I deserve a break, too. It's all designed to suck you in. The ultimate predator, designed in the war labs of the globalist, testing, always probing. Their own minions at the labs compartmentalized, not even knowing what they're really working on in full. Too busy, fearfully following the boss's orders. Creating their own obsolescence. But the higher-ups in the very top crust, only 6,000 of them, according to the Kissinger Group. I was offered entry into it. 6,000 that will be given life extension. 6,000 that will ascend to the Godhead. And when I was offered that by Rothkopf, I mentioned that because he didn't do it in confidence. He did it in front of John Harmon. But I've been offered it other times. They're like, Alex, the public is profane. They will fall. They will destroy you. I know what we're doing looks ugly on the surface, but it's an emergency surgery. The earth is infested. We have to do it now. Now, the fact that you can see it means you're one of us. You should really join. And they say, it's very sad you're not joining. It's been almost 10 years. Rothkopf was one of the last, about 9 years ago. I haven't been offered to sell out in a long time because they know I'm already sold out to somebody else. And they think you're a failure because you don't piss on your fellow humans and screw people over. I'm telling you, you people that sold out to the devil, you're going to fall, and you're going to fall hard. And even if you have in the future cures to incurable things that my children may have, adult children in the future, that I can see those scenarios, I will never join you no matter what, because anything you give us comes with a price of our souls, and that's the only thing that really matters. All right, let's go to phone calls. This is how I really feel all the time. If I hold it back, now the point is that Alex in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I don't know if I'll get the chance to talk to you again.
No, take the time. Tom in London's next. He doesn't mind holding. Go ahead. Tell the story. What have you experienced? Why'd you call in?
Okay. So, look, I tried to organize drivers at one point, and I failed because it was my first time, but I learned a lot. And people don't want to take action. They always want to get something for free. And you guys, listeners, my brothers, my sisters.
When they use false competition to screw us over.
Well, no, but beyond that, when you say to the listeners that we are the resistance, that is not a joke. And listeners, you guys, girls, you have to take action. And I cannot stress the importance of this election. When you drive, you will experience, you talk about God, when you go to a courthouse and all of a sudden you see the corruption, it's like godly. You will meet people will get into your car, that will blow your mind. Billionaires, journalists, politicians. I had the attorney general in my car of California. I mean, and get a dash cam. I have recorded almost a year of content now. I'm going to quit and try to put this on the internet pretty soon. But we have.
By the way, I agree. We now need to start hitting them. When the globalists do evil things and say evil things against humanity, we need to release it and leak it. All of us must become info warriors and target these people. And I'm sorry, good people don't have this instinct. We have to aggressively assault them in the information war. We have to attack them because they're attacking us. It's time to strike back.
Alex, last week I had a Hillary Clinton operative in my car who worked for the Clinton operation. In her words, she said, we're targeting the Latino population. And I have her on the camera, on the dash cam, and I'm questioning her. I'm trying to get more out of it. I wish the ride was longer. But the things that this woman, she said she doesn't like Hillary, but she's doing it. She's an opportunist, blah, blah, blah. You will get stuff, dirt on people you will never imagine. You guys,
that's the thing. They think they're smart because they have no morals and are opportunists. No, you're dumbasses because your decisions will destroy humanity.
They're evil, they are selfish, and they're wicked, and they're cowards. They're cowards beyond belief. And look, everyone listening, you are powerful beyond your imagination. And Alex is a proof of that.
Well, I just can't believe, just like you just said, Alex, what you're saying is powerful. That's the essence. They think they're screwing everybody else. They don't get they're being screwed too. They're delusional. They're missing something. If I even think about screwing someone over, and I'm not even consciously wanting it, but I'm wargaming it, I go, like it's attacking me. And I just don't understand people that are missing the instinct that God gave us to not want to screw people. But I want to tell everybody else something. Those of you that are missing the instinct to want to fight people that are screwing over folks, it's not enough to not screw people over. You have to go after bad people. And you have to identify them. You have to make sure you're right about it. You have to double check everything, and then you got to go after them. I don't mean physically, but I'm telling you, folks, this is what has to happen. God bless you, Alex. Great points. I think you should start putting information out, and I think everybody should demand. We want humans. We want humans involved in what we're doing. I mean, I still go up to places that are automated with tickets and physically get my ticket, even though I was pre-purchased, because I want humans in the movie theater. And they'll act all pissed like I made them do some work. I'm there trying to maintain their job. And people can say, well, you're just killing innovation. I'm going to skip this network break. I'm going to skip it. They can say I'm sitting there killing innovation. I'm not. It's like McDonald's bragged 60 years ago that they put out trash cans saying, thank you. And so before you go in, there'd be somebody to clean the tables, keep them nice. You expected better quality, even a fast food place. There was an entry level, you know, minimum wage job for some 16-year-old or 15-year-old. And so you sat at a clean table and things were nice and you expected it to be clean. And there was a trash can over there and people threw the food away for you. They put that in and said, thank you. You know, help keep costs down is the new thing. Well, you're just getting crappier and crappier. You're not keeping costs down. You're driving the quality of everything. When we take care of our old people, when we take care of our cultures, we take care of things, then we demand more quality, demand more jobs, demand diversity in the economy. Humans can build unlimited economies. The globalists admit this in so many white papers that how do we suppress them? Back in the 90s, the economies globally are growing too fast. They'll get out of the control of our structure soon if we don't suppress them. So they create depressions in select areas to make sure that only their controlled economy was growing, no one else. See, that's the thing, is that they took a free market and then they rigged it with computers. And now they want to rig it where you can't even have kids, you're going to be so poor. And folks go, well, there are too many people, look at these cities. That's an illusion when you're in a big compact city, because everybody's gone to that city for jobs. And especially in the West, some areas are really bad in China and India and need to be industrialized. But in the West, if you don't have 2.1 kids, everything collapses. Italy's having like 1.3 children. Japan's having 1.3 children. Germany's having like 1.5 children. They're collapsing. And then the globalists say, well, we'll just bring in Muslims to replace them. Okay, well, if there were Muslim countries that weren't as radical, I'd actually be fine with that. But they're bringing in people who were totally incompatible, even in their own countries. We're bringing in people whose religion is so out of control that they're always in civil wars with each other. Because their culture isn't about building new devices or having better farming or science. Because let's take where Muslim religion comes from, the Arabs. High IQs on average. Very high IQs. Mathematics, you name it. Astronomy, a bunch of it, pretty much invented there. The alphabet, our alphabet is Aramaic. Isn't going on anymore. Is what you called Aramaic predates the Muslims. Christ wrote in Aramaic. So you take areas where most of the innovations came from with the very same genetics. What happened to it 1,400 years ago where now it came to a standstill? Because it no longer became about science and development and technology in the culture. It became about a cult, micromanaging your behavior and what you did. And look, Christianity has had witch hunts too. I'm not going to just sit here and bash Islam all day and not point out Christianity's had dark ages. Christianity's had inquisitions. Christianity has done stuff just like Islam's done. Do you know what? We reformed it and made it more Christ-like. Christianity in the last 200 years is a lot closer to what Christ said than to what it was previous to that. Islam is out of control. Look at it. It's a frickin' cult. It's crazy. Imagine if Christians said, yes, we don't let our daughters talk back to us or have their faces seen, and we don't let women drive cars. It would be a total revolt, and it should be. But if Muslims do it, it's supposedly cute and funny. Okay, I apologize. I'm one of your calls. Tom in London's up next. I'm going to go to John in Washington, Nick in Wisconsin, and Terry in Minnesota. Then our reporters are popping in. Tom in London, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hello, Sir Alex.
Go ahead, sir.
I could take my call. yeah, so a year and a bit ago, 12, 14 months ago, I put a bet on William Hill that Trump would be the president and that Brexit would go the way it did. And that was on 17th of July, 2015. I have the... Cause, there's a company.
Well, I would say you've done well, Lord Vader.
Well, yeah, thank you, Lord Darkhart, should we say. Lord Darkhart, not a bad name.
Yeah, Emperor Palpatine said who I was. We go, you are now known as Lord Darkhart. I actually like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's not bad. So I didn't just say that, you know, to toot my horn. Although I haven't won yet, of course. Because it was a combination... bet. They'll make you a market about anything.
Thinking about placing a bet there because it's legal for me to do it from here. I was thinking of actually placing one on a whole bunch of stuff just for comedy potential, but go ahead.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, but it was the reason behind it. See, I don't want to put it down on things, but The reason I predicted Brexit and Trump president is because the establishment are in a negative reinforcement phase, I believe. And it is their pick. So they wanted the Brexit and they want Trump. Now, I think in Trump's...
Oh, you're saying they're engaging in complex psychology moves to, like, do everything against Trump to make it look like they actually hate him, but in truth they want him.
Yeah, and well, how we'll see for sure, and we saw this with Brexit, Queen came out and said she wanted Brexit, and there are loads of establishment figures. But while the media was bashing the idea of Brexit, it was a very clear sort of strategy. And what we're going to have with Trump, if I'm correct, is the media will be still attacking Trump, but the subtext of the storylines will be bad news about the economy, bad news about immigration, bad news about terrorism. There'll be attacks.
Well, this is a very sophisticated point you raised, Tom, and I'll be honest. This is the type of thing keeps me up at night, wondering if I've been suckered, wondering if this is all a great deception, because if the economy declines right before Trump's about to get in, that shows that they're wanting to get him in, some claim. The way the media is doing outrageous stuff and just doing things that look absolutely ridiculous would be something that would make Trump get in. And I would agree with that, but they genuinely are panicking. We have their internal emails. Some of these, I don't want to get into details, but we know somebody else didn't hack this and give it to us, okay? Let me just stop right there. I mean, some of this humet was gathered by yours truly himself. And let me tell you, behind the scenes, they're crapping their britches. So I don't think they're that sophisticated. I think they'll try to spin and make lemonade with lemons if Trump gets in. I think Brexit, you know, was like 10, 15 points higher than what we actually saw. I think we're seeing the arrogance of tyrants, just like we saw the arrogance of Hitler or you know, the arrogance of other tyrants in history. I really think we're seeing a biting off more than you can chew of event here.
I think, well, the media aren't controlled on a micro level. They're controlled on a more sort of macro level. And most of them are sort of wind-up toys. So they'll do, you know, they'll do what they do, but they're sort of put in a certain...
Okay, let me ask you this. Why would the Russian hardliners and the Russian nationalists be supporting Trump when the globalists are covertly supporting Trump, if you're correct? Because I think the Russian globalist split is real.
Well, I think what's going on with part of the Russian landscape supporting Trump is that they are seeing what we tend to be seeing.
Oh, you think the Russians are buying it? Okay.
Well, no, at some level they are buying it. Yeah, I think in the same way as our media are buying it. I mean, it's not.
Well, the Russian intelligence agencies have put out reports and they've said, look, we hope for Trump. We don't think he's actually out to get us like Hillary is, which is true, but we know the same power structure is in place, so we're not hoping for much better. So whatever happens, we're staying out of it. I think for all intents and purposes, the Russians have stayed out of it. But, you know, I think there's a little bit bigger stuff going on here. Let me ask you this. Do you think Trump is BSing people when he, say, covers InfoWars stories? I mean, do you think Trump's an agent?
I don't think Trump's an agent. I think he seems like a pretty nice guy. And
I mean, there's no way. Listen, I've known globalists. They are very cold, very arrogant. Trump's the opposite. Let me just tell you, behind the scenes, the opposite.
He seems like a pretty nice guy. You know, I haven't met him. You have.
They may be delusional and think they're going to hoodwink the Brits and the Americans and the Russians. But let me tell you, we got those three countries against the New World Order. It's going to be a deep crap. I mean, good luck. That is the power. I mean, the UK, the United States, the Anglo-American establishment, if we seize that and we're not at war with the Russians, the Chinese, everybody else better watch their ass. And that really seems like actually the power combine we need to promote free market and a new renaissance is the United States, Russia, and the UK allied in a new free market global system that is open and free and transparent. That's the type of global government I'd sign on to. So if you're saying they manipulated us with a bad world government to sell a good world government, yeah, okay, I get it. Is that what you're saying?
I agree that those three countries are very important, and that is why they're being targeted for destruction. And the destruction.
That's right, and that's why they have a spirit that's never been defeated and will not be defeated. There's bigger things going on here, Tom. All right, the enemy is not invincible. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857, rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Nick in Minnesota. We're going to go to you in just a moment, then Terry and a few others like John and Stephen and Brian. But I'm going to first, in a moment, go to one of our reporters that is on the street right now in New York City. Got a lot of folks that want to talk about what they've witnessed, what they've seen. Do they agree with Hillary Clinton that this is not a bombing, not a terror attack? But then conversely, she then changed a day later and said it's Donald Trump's fault. In fact, let's play that clip right now of Hillary Clinton blaming Trump, saying he's giving aid and comfort to terrorists, the very group that have been testified in Congress she and Obama literally created and gave the weapons to. Here it is.
We know that a lot of the rhetoric we've heard from Donald Trump has been seized on by terrorists, in particular ISIS, because they are looking to make this into a war against Islam. Rather than a war against jihadists, violent terrorists, people who number in the maybe tens of thousands, not the tens of millions, they want to use that to recruit more fighters to their cause by turning it into a religious conflict. That's why I've been very clear. We're going after the bad guys, and we're going to get them. But we're not going to go after an entire religion and and give ISIS exactly what it's wanting in order for them to enhance their position. Secondly, we know that Donald Trump's comments have been used online for recruitment of terrorists. We've heard that from former CIA director.
When she first said that over a year ago, it turned out that she'd been used. She runs these groups. I mean, they actually take orders from her in Saudi Arabia. I mean, this woman is incredible. This is so rich. But we've gone from it isn't a terrorist attack, it isn't a bombing, to now it's Donald Trump's fault for the terrorist attack. So let's go back to this witch who, thank God, the hand of doom is now equalizing, showing her justice. Just keep praying for justice against Hillary. No harm, just that God, however God's plan works, that Hillary be brought to justice. And that all of us be brought to justice. Pray for justice against the wicked ones. And we're all wicked, aren't we, Hillary? We've all got dark hearts. I know I have a dark heart. You think yours is pretty, don't you, sweetheart? Let's go ahead and place the rest of Sweetheart.
Made it a very clear point when he said Donald Trump is being used as a recruiting sergeant for the terrorists. We also know from the former head of our counterterrorism center, Matt Olson, that the kinds of rhetoric and language that Mr.
Enough.
Trump
it's
has
like blaming Benghazi on the YouTube video that didn't exist. This woman is a liar. She's on record. We've had all the people on General Flynn's come out. They were ordered to aid al-Qaeda. General Flynn said no, started working with the Russians. Our own military was forced to go to the Russians to stop ISIS and al-Qaeda. I mean, this is a soft coup. It happened. Good job to our military, because our government's been hijacked by offshore globalists. Owen Schroyer, amazing reporter for InfoWars.com, there with the great Michael Zimmerman as well. In fact, later I want to get Michael Zimmerman to pop in if he can some when David Knight's coming up to take over. So much has happened. Break down the latest. They found the reported bomber. There's another sleeper cell. They've arrested five others allegedly connected. He's now shot two police officers. I'm going to be honest. Why the hell they let him even get those shots off when they knew who he was and had him cornered? I mean, this is a foreign military officer, folks. That's who these people are. They don't have the same rights as American citizens. I'm sorry. I'm just done. Owen, go ahead.
Well, we're standing here just outside of where the explosion went off, and as you just illustrated, it's amazing how, you know, they're going to blame Trump. It's like they want to blame Trump for everything. They don't want to actually look for the issues. They don't want to talk about the real issues. They just take the real issues and then spin it and blame Donald Trump. But I love that point you just made where we went from this is not a terrorist attack, this is not a bombing, to, oh, Donald Trump is responsible for this terrorist bombing in New York. It's amazing how they just spin it like that, and it's sad that there's so many weak-minded Americans that just fall for it hook, line, and sinker.
I got to be honest. It actually makes me go crazy to like see her say, yeah, the bombings in New Jersey and New York, and it's wrong he's calling them bombings. It's like these people are like either they're the biggest scum in the world or we're the dumbest people in the world.
Well, and Alex, we got the response. We were shooting the videos. We were asking people what they thought about Hillary criticizing Trump for saying it's a bomb. And people are looking at me like I'm crazy. They're like, what are you talking about? It's a bomb? Like, what? Is grass green? Is the sky blue? Is rain wet? Yeah, it was a bomb. But we did find actually some Hillary supporters that somehow, you know, they managed to sneak around the fact it was a bomb. They're saying, oh, well, Trump said it too soon. You know, he shouldn't have said it. How dare he? That's not tolerant. We need to wait and see. No, a bomb is a bomb. Okay, you call it as you see it. Why do people hate the fact that Donald Trump calls it as they see it? This is what they would want, Alex.
We want in leaders that are decisive.
And so here's what they're going to do then, right? They're going to let all of these people come here from these radical Islamic countries that are war-torn, which we're responsible for. We've been reporting on this, but they're going to bring them all in. We're going to be reporting on how this is going on, and then they're going to say, oh, well, you need to be tolerant. So what, we're just going to wait until terrorist attacks happen every day, and then we can talk about radical Islamic terror? That's what the liberals want. They want.
Well, it's crazy. Whether it's the nightclub shooting killing 50-plus or the niece killing 90-plus, they keep saying it's not terror as long as they can, and then it comes out it was, discrediting them, but they're so delusional, thinking they're the only media that counts. They don't get that they're destroying themselves. Just a year ago, AP said mainstream media had a 15% trust rate. It's 6% now. I mean, don't they get it? Let's Let's talk to some of these crew out there. Let's talk to some of the people on the streets in New York. Tell us where you are.
We are right outside. We're at 6th and 23rd. If you can see right down here, actually the fire department is right here. They're trying to knock out some of these busted windows before they start to replace them. You can see that there's a church right there that had all of its windows blown out during the explosion. I wonder if that had anything to do with it. But you want us to talk to some of these people here, Alex?
Absolutely.
All right. You want us to see what they think about Hillary?
Yes.
Do you mind talking, man?
I don't care. Don't want me.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton criticizing Trump for calling it a bomb?
First of all, Hillary, for one thing, she's entitled to her opinion, number one. Number two, Donald Trump is no bargain. Donald Trump is a lot worse than what she said.
So are you going to vote for Hillary?
She's for women's rights. I would say yes.
So you think she's for women's rights? She says that you want to be able to...
As what she said with Donald Trump supporters. Okay, she's in a bit on the wrong. I agree 1,000%. But as far as I'm concerned, but for also speaking her opinion, I think she should, you know, be entitled to her opinion as concerned as...
Ask her about supporting Islam. What she thinks about that. Is that good for women?
All that stuff together. But as far as her with the Donald Trump incident, I would say she's wrong on that behalf.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, because Hillary wants to bring in more people from these Muslim countries where they don't treat women with respect. What do you think about that for women's rights?
Well, for one thing, now that's going way too far. If she says what she said about supporting the Democrats, taking care of, you know, people that are here, instead of bringing people, the Muslims, all the United States, and then this happens. How do you know the people that you bring in is going to go and do the next bombing? How do you know if the bombing is not going to be under the train station or buses? I take the subway.
Or 80% of men on welfare. That's my big problem. All right, tell her thanks. Next person. Nice lady.
We got to cut. Thank you for your time, ma'am. You want to talk to someone else, Alex?
Yes, so keep going. Take over.
All right, sir, you mind answering some questions?
Yep.
What do you think about Hillary Clinton criticizing Donald Trump for calling this a bombing?
Oh, I don't know about that, because something I don't know, you know, I can say nothing about that. But if I know, you know, I see something, but I don't know.
I know nothing.
You think it was a bombing, though, right?
I don't think so.
Well, the government has admitted it was a terrorist bombing.
I don't think so.
Go talk to that pseudo-intellectual guy behind him.
I don't know. I don't know exactly, you know, what happened.
To the white-haired pseudo-intellectual?
Sir. Right. Yeah, I see him. Excuse me, sir, do you mind answering a quick question? What do you think about Hillary Clinton criticizing Donald Trump for calling this a bombing?
Well, it was a bombing. And So
you think, what, is she just a liar or crazy?
She spoke before she had the proper information, didn't she? Like,
see, I'm calling him a trendy. He's in New York. He's a smart guy. I apologize.
That's actually true. Good point, sir. Thank you for your time.
I talked to the genius.
Hold on. This woman does not like Hillary. What do you think about Hillary Clinton?
I don't like her. And I think it was wrong. Donald Trump trumped her on calling it a bomb, exactly what it is.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Who'd you want me to talk to, Alex?
I don't know. I shouldn't be mean. The guy kind of looked liberal, and he was actually in the real world. But I was just,
look,
we talked to Democrats. I'm not being mean. They can't talk. They don't know what planet they're on. But I guess let's talk to some more of them. We'll talk to Republicans. They're, like, smart. I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Look at this, Alex. This is a dynamic that we've illustrated, and anybody can witness. If you talk to Donald Trump supporters, they want political discourse. They want to engage in debate. If you talk to Hillary Clinton supporters, as soon as you disagree, they run away.
Well, it's worse than that. I mean, they don't even know what planet they're on. They go, no, this was not a bombing. It's now admitted to be a bombing. The guy says, no, it's not a bombing. He knows to go along with the system. That's what he's actually doing. But here's what I'm getting at. This isn't, when we do this or Mark Dice does it, people think we're editing it. This is live, right now on radio and TV. These are the Democrats we're talking to. I would ask him if they can find their ass with both hands. Go ahead.
What's that, sir? Hold on.
Hold away.
Yeah, are you a Hillary Clinton supporter?
Absolutely.
So what do you think about her criticizing Donald Trump for calling this a bombing?
Criticizing for someone for spreading information before all the facts are known.
Oh, only letting them put it out.
Hold on a second.
Two bombs in a day, dumbass.
Hey, if I walk
over... This guy controls reality. Look at this pinhead.
Hold on, sir.
No, talk to Pinhead.
Hold on.
Pinhead controls reality.
Can I talk for a second?
This is one of the brain bugs. This is one of the smarter ones.
Listen,
this guy can probably tie shoelaces.
If I walk down the street and I see a blade of grass, and I call it a blade of grass before I take it into a lab and analyze it, But I was right. Isn't that, I mean, that's pretty obvious, right? It's a blade of grass.
Right, but one thing is making comments about intelligence and public safety, and the other is a blade of grass.
Okay, so let's
say
that
right?
Your opinion,
was he right, dumbass?
Your opinion is right here. Donald Trump was right, but Hillary Clinton also said it was a bomb, and then CNN cut
that
it.
Piece of...
Sure. What's your point?
So Hillary Clinton...
What's your point? I'm intellectual.
That's your conclusion from that Hillary
Clinton... Hillary Clinton said it was a bomb, CNN cut it, and then Trump said it. But you're saying that's not hypocritical?
I'm saying that she's criticizing someone for spreading information without knowing all the facts.
She did it, too. She did the same thing, and CNN cut it. That's what I'm telling you.
I mean, look, you might be... I don't know. That's... If you're saying that she was wrong to criticize someone for doing something that she was doing herself, and that's hypocritical, then, you know, maybe you're right.
That is what happened.
Yeah, but you're also calling her a liar or crazy.
Well, she's definitely a liar.
All right.
She said she doesn't have medical problems.
Okay. Do you think Hillary Clinton has any medical problems?
No. Well, pneumonia.
Just pneumonia? You
hey,
pneumonia
ask him if he knows who Carl the Cuck is and what he like his name to be.
I didn't run away. I'm glad you spoke
to me. Ask if he knows who Carl the Cuck is.
Do you know who Carl the Cuck is?
What?
Do you know who Carl the Cuck is? Are you related?
No, I'm not.
All right, man. Hey, thank you for your time. Go back to work.
Enjoy your new name.
Huh? Yeah. Hillary Clinton's not a liar.
Entertaining.
Hey, let's see. Hey, are there any Hillary
Clinton? Look at that guy. Look at these people.
You like Hillary Clinton? What do you think about her criticizing Donald Trump for calling it a bombing?
I think she was correct. I support her.
So you don't think it was a bombing?
Excuse me?
Did a bombing happen here?
Yes.
So why would Hillary criticize Trump for calling it a bombing?
I have nothing to say. But you like Hillary.
These people don't know what planet they're on, man. We're screwed. Man, it's game over, man.
All right. Hey, thank you for your time. Thank you for your time.
Put her in charge.
Are there any Hillary Clinton supporters around here? I'm going to try to find any. Do you like Hillary, ma'am? Can I ask you a question? Why not? I'm a bully? I'm just going to give you a platform. Why do you like Hillary?
He's a bully.
You're not my boss. You're not my boss, buddy. I'm not going to listen to you. All right, you don't want to talk? All right, I'm a bully because I want to talk to people about politics.
But hey, look at Mr. Firehead over there. He's really smart.
Yeah, he was trying to boss me around. He thinks he's my boss.
So ask the cop if it was a bombing. There's a cop right behind you. Right behind you.
Yeah, I don't want to bother them. They don't want to really talk to us much because they're kind of in work mode.
No, I understand.
I think there may have been a confrontation going on here.
Well, let's see. Let's go over there right now.
Okay.
It's live in New York City. Cops are surrounding us, guy.
I'm not sure what happened here. All right. Police are actually coming onto the scene now.
Ask them why the street is closed. They wouldn't even say that. Like, we wait for orders from Hillary to say anything. Hillary is God. Hillary, Hillary, Hillary.
All right. I'm not sure what just happened here. Wait, what?
A lot of viewers can see it. Oh, there's a woman in a job. Let's go ask her.
Where is that? Where
12 o'clock. She just walked past you. You're old 12 o'clock. Towards the cops. It doesn't matter. If you're a radio listener, total bedlam has ensued. We're at the site of the bombing. Tell us exactly where this is in New York.
23rd. We are at 23rd and 6th Street. Actually, the bombing, or the not bombing, whatever you want to call it, it happened right down there.
Yeah, exactly. You got to have permission from Hillary. No, she's called it a bombing now. It's okay. She says the terror attack was caused by Donald Trump, so it's now okay.
Right, this is the spin. First, it's not a bombing, it's not terror, and then what do they do when it comes out it's both? Well, it's Trump's fault.
But notice, those people didn't even know what Hillary said. They're so suggestible, you would say Hillary says it's not a bomb, but did, and said Trump was bad for saying it was a bomb.
What do you think about Hillary criticizing Trump for calling this a bombing?
A bombing? I think she needs a bomb in her brains. It's smarting up.
Brain.
One scandal after another. Read yesterday's post. Sunday's post. One scandal after another.
That's a fact.
Looks like we got more Trump supporters here than we might expect.
Well, notice they're able to talk. Trump supporters are able to talk.
Trump is going to win. And this is going to be a catalyst to push him forward.
I agree with that. Trump was right that more terror would happen here. He just gets proven right again. I'm not sure if we can even find any Hillary Clinton supporters around that'll
want to talk.
Talk
to that guy behind you. He wanted to talk to you. The guy with the iPad here? Behind you? Or right behind you?
I'm not really into the election thing, I'm saying. I don't really vote, but
I know for a fact Donald Trump is going to win. I'm against him personally, but, you know, it's life.
Hillary wins, you think it was completely rigged?
Yeah, definitely. But I wish Obama could be reelected again, but too bad the campaign is over and, you know, can't accept him again. But
What do you like about Obama?
You know, I can't really talk much about it, but I know he did his job during his election and his time. You know what I'm saying? He's a good president. He's smart, really intelligent. But I feel like Donald Trump is, like, a little too aggressive. Like, you know, he's lying too, just like Hillary. But it's all like a scandal. You know what I'm saying? Everything is just about, it's rigged, basically. You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to talk too much about it.
Well, Trump says it's rigged. All right.
That's it, though.
All right, well, listen, Mr. Schroyer.
Infowars.com. Check us out. We're actually live right now. Yeah, go ahead, Alex.
What's it like being in the middle of New York City right now?
You know, the craziest thing, Alex, is when we're walking around and talking to these people, half the people we talk to, like, they don't even care. It's like they're not concerned. They don't care. They don't want to talk about it. They just want to go about living their lives. Well, you know, if this starts happening every day, are you going to care then? Are you going to have to be tolerant? I mean, what are you going to do?
Eventually, they think being self-serving gets them ahead. You understand? Their mothers and fathers didn't breastfeed them, didn't hold them next to them in bed. Studies show you don't hold a baby at least 3-4 hours a day up against your skin. They're not the soul doesn't come into their body. Basically, they don't have souls. Those are dead people. Those are zombies. And I'm not joking. They're dead people. We're out there trying to find people that are actually alive. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel Body Armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
There's a man coming around taking names. Everybody won't be treated just the same.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. there'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
The man comes down.
When the man comes around.
All right, they're there in New York, side of the bombing, the terrorist attack. We've won again. Oh, my gosh, what a victory. We proved it was a bombing in Islamic.
At the terror.
But finishing up for TV viewers, imagine these, on average, super self-centered people. Imagine how they're going to behave, what's going to happen, what's going to unfold if there's a real terror attack or society collapsing or an economic attack or a nuclear attack, being around a bunch of people that'll sit there while a woman's raped in the street. This happens all the time. It won't help her. Because the more liberal it gets, the higher the crime rate, the more the murders, and the more people don't give a damn about you, and the less charity. Going back to Owen Schroyer, we'll finish up and then go to a few calls. Any other points? I think you're going to be popping back in with David Knight in the fourth hour. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, like I said, you know, it's just strange to me when we talk to some of these people that they don't think, you know, they're either not concerned what happened here, they're not thinking about the explosion, they don't think anything else can come of this. Even though it just happened in their neighborhood, other explosive devices were found. If you look at the ratio or, you know, the number of events that are happening, it's increasing, it keeps going up, and yet the liberal politicians want to continue to try to bring all these people in, even though that we know they're not assimilating to our culture, and we're seeing what this is doing in our communities. There was a video that I saw, I think it was a man in Minnesota just walking down the streets, and he started getting harassed by a bunch of Muslims in his neighborhood, and they chased him away. I mean, what is that about? This is what we're seeing in Europe. So what we're seeing in Europe...
This is what Muslims do. Primitive people, like the KKK, see a black guy in their neighborhood 100 years ago, they go chase him and attack him. That's what the radical Muslims do. They kill a Shiite Muslim who's a minority if they see him in most Muslim countries. If you're a Shiite Muslim, they catch you in a Sunni area, you're dead. We're bringing cavemen into the country.
Well, and there used to be a system that you had to go through to assimilate, to prove why you wanted to be here. You know, to appreciate becoming a citizen, you know, to have that privilege. And they've just kind of brushed that whole system under the rug. They've just found a loophole around it. They go tear these countries up with their wars. And then they bring them in here and they use the social justice warrior technique, the virtue signaling technique, to say, you have to take these people in. We have to do it.
What do you think of the new ads in Germany and in Sweden where it says, we're ending Germany and Sweden. The Muslims are taking over. They are the new Germans. They are the new Swedes.
It's just like when they were running ads in Mexico to come to America. It's just like when Obama is telling people in Central America, hey, come up to America. You know, we've got a free handout for you. We'll give you a bus pass wherever you're, you know, wherever
you're
at.
A Central American won't blow you up because you're a Christian.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying is it's the next level. All right, well, you're going to be popping in next hour with David Knight. Thank you so much.
All right, Alex, thank you.
Hey, I'm going to jam in calls in this segment the next that David Knight's taking over. He saw Snowden, agrees with me, says it's very powerful. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick in Minnesota. Nick, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I was just kind of watching that those fly-by-night liberals just kind of, they get all their information from Facebook and from memes, and it's scary. But what I want to talk about is that I'm in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I'm a student down here. I'm studying radio. I listen to you every day. I go home, run straight home after class, bring out my notebook, and I listen and I study your guys' system. And what I found is that no one is reporting that this terrorist attack was stopped by a concealed carry ex-cop. I mean, this man is a hero. He saved people's lives in a Macy's and a mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
You're right. It was a retired police officer, former police chief, with a concealed carry. That's why they ignored it at first and said, oh, it was a cop. Yeah, he was a cop, but now he was a citizen. The point is, he was an armed patriot, and it was a retired police officer, retired police chief, took this guy out. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Nick. You're right. It's barely being reported. Then John, and then we'll go to Terry and many others. Stay with us. Back.